Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Be darned. Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube, which we are not doing right now. But however you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. And even if not, hopefully, it's sunny inside your mind. Got a sunny, warm day here on my portion of Delmarva. Apparently, there must be earthquakes and plagues and locusts all over the Pacific Northwest, because right before we just came on, Brian's internet crashed at his house, which is where everything runs through. So we are going to be trying to figure out some things here shortly to figure out both the video and also getting Filthy Tom Lawler on the show here with me as well. It's just got to be one of those days, but that's all right. We'll persevere and get through it. Last night, AEW Dynamite from the Masonic Temple Theater in Detroit. New building. It's pretty nice. Looked really good on TV. Got a new theme song as well, too. But also, it was just a whole lot of the same old thing. If you're an AEW fan, you probably got a lot of enjoyment out of last night. Had a real fun six-man tag team match, as well as some other things that we will talk about, including Thekla, seeming like she is going to be coming very soon for an appearance. Special edition of AEW Collision taking place tonight on TBS and Max. And we'll get into a whole lot more when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Jim Valley joins you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian will be with you on Sunday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time through all of the same ways that you're listening to me right now. And that's a good thing if you're listening to me right now. You're doing it in a traditional fashion through Sports Byline because, unfortunately, internet's still an issue at Brian's house, which, unfortunately, has knocked out the video for today, as well as having Filthy Tom Lawler on the show. So I'm sorry to disappoint all of you who are looking forward to some Filthy in your life for a third day this week. I'd also love it, though, if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find that wherever you find your favorite podcasts on YouTube or at thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. A new edition is up for subscribers right now at wrestlingobserver.com. Later on, we're going to have the AEW Dynamite review, although I'm going to have to rely a lot on Brian's notes for that show. Not because I didn't see the show, I did, but I didn't take any notes and write them down. I figured I'd have a chance to do that early this morning, but that didn't happen because when I went to the Hulu app, and this is not the first time this has happened, and I'm going to go back to it right now to make sure that I've not gone crazy, but when it came to the DVR'd version of All Elite Wrestling Dynamite, I'm not even kidding you, it is 2 hours... 2 hours of that goofy show with all the nerds on it. What is it called, Dom? What is the show with all the nerds on it?
The Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Now, Dom, I want you to listen to this because I'm not kidding here, okay? All Elite Wrestling Dynamite, Season 7, Episode 19, 5-7. It starts off, all these nerds are playing Donkey Kong at an arcade. And there's Kaley Coco. And then I go... Here's an hour in. It's a McDonald's ad. You go a little bit more. More nerds. You go all the way to the end. Still nerds. So that's why I'm going to have to rely on Brian's review. Not AEW's fault. I'm sure that is all the fault of TNT and TBS and all that sort of stuff. So has this happened to anybody else? I guess I'll have to find out after the fact. I can't get instant feedback right now with anything, but... That is an issue. And what could cause you an issue tonight is the fact that Collision is a live show that is taking place on TBS, not TNT like it usually is on Saturday nights. If you're watching on Max, doesn't matter whatsoever, does not affect you at all. But the show coming up tonight is actually going to be airing on TBS. I'm not sure. I'm assuming that has got a lot to do with the NBA and NHL playoffs. I'm surely that is the issue taking place on Saturday. So they got the back-to-back shows tonight. The lineup goes like this. Drelistico against Speedball Mike Bailey. Daniel Garcia against a member of FTR, which was set up last night. Also set up last night was Willow Nightingale against Chris Statlander, as well as Anthony Bowens against Lee Johnson. So that's the lineup as we have it so far for the AEW Collision show. Again, TBS, not TNT, and Max tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be going head up with both Ring of Honor and TNA, two new editions of those shows being released to the general public. TNA on Access and TNA Plus was taped last week at the Bren Event Center in Irvine, California. They had the live show last week. They are hoping to continue any type of momentum they had after their pay-per-view resurgence and after the live show last week where Trick Williams showed up and laid out Joe Hendry. The lineup for that show, Laredo and Octagon Jr., the Aztec Warriors, will take on the great hands of Jason Hotch and John Skyler, who have Tasha Steeles in their corner. I got to go back and see exactly how Tasha Steeles ended up with Hotch and Skyler. It's just a unique mix there. Lei Ying Lee will face off against Rosemary, and Mustafa Ali faces off against Trey Miguel. TNA International title dog collar match, Steve Macklin against Eric Young. And then Victoria Crawford, the former Alicia Fox in WWE, will be facing off against an opponent to be named tonight. So no spoilers there. We'll see what happens. If I can find the ROH lineup, I'll go ahead and give that to you a little bit later on. Sticking to the, well, this is more of the indie scene, although she is in TNA right now. With what TNA is right now, I'm not sure if you can call it an indie or just call it like WWE's AAA or whatever you want to say about it. But Indy Hartwell got her wrestling name back just by asking about it. In an interview with Chris Van Vliet, she says, quote, "I just asked to use the name Indy Hartwell after my WWE release. This is how it went. So I've had this name my whole wrestling career. When I started at NXT, when you start wrestling on live events, they make you wrestle under your real name. So I wrestled under my real name for a bit. And then I think I had a dark match at NXT, and I just asked Road Dogg, can I be Indy Hartwell for this? And he's like, oh yeah, I'll ask, why not? And then they let me be Indy Hartwell for the dark match, and it just kind of kept on going. And then I got on TV with it. I got my action figure with that name. I got in the game with that name. And then I think it was when NXT 2.0 started that they went through the whole weird thing of you can't have your real name, and you also can't have a name we don't own. So they gave me the option to change my name or sell it to them. So I sold it to them. And then it was always in the back of my mind, if I get released, what name am I going to be? That's a big deal to me. So then when I got the call I was being released, they said, okay, we're releasing you. And I said, okay, cool. So I sold my name to the company. Is there any way I can get that back? And then we got it all figured out. I got the rights to, I got the rights and stuff to it. Yeah, I'm very lucky, end quote. So that's a good thing, and just one of those weird Vince things, because obviously he was the proponent to get 2.0 in there when it went from like Hunter's own personal version of Ring of Honor. It was kind of dark and, you know, the black and gold colors, and then we went into the swirly color era. We got the Wale theme and all that sort of stuff, and Vince wanted to have more of a hand in things, and you see where things kind of went sideways there. But this is really, it is good news for the wrestlers, you know, when it comes to, you build up stock with that name before you go to WWE, and obviously they're going to want to own the rights. I completely understand that, but them being decent about it and actually giving it back and selling it back, however this whole thing went with Indy Hartwell, it's a nice sign that people are going to be able to take that name and go ahead and use it in other places. I know they don't want to benefit AEW. You don't want to have any name appeal go over and have that happen. But with somebody like Indy Hartwell, who made very few appearances on the main roster, and you never know, could end up back in WWE one day, she's able to keep boosting her stock up a little bit and keep boosting her name up. So we'll see what happens with her in TNA, but I think that's a nice thing. You know, you might just think that's just what they should be doing, but they don't have to. But it was a nice thing that they did it, and hopefully that's going to go for everybody in her situation who did the same thing. One of the things I wanted to talk to Filthy about was the Good Brothers' return to New Japan Pro Wrestling. Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, they entered free agency today with 90 days having passed since WWE released them. New Japan has announced that the two will return to the promotion this Friday at Resurgence. Well, they will reunite with their former Bullet Club faction members, the Young Bucks, in an 8-man tag team match against Gabe Kidd, David Finlay, Clark Connors, and Ghetto of Bullet Club War Dogs. New Japan shared a promo with Gallows and Anderson addressing their return as they said, quote, "What you're witnessing here today, my friends, is not a re-debut. It's not an arrival shot. It is a resurrection. It is the resurgence of the Good Brothers," unquote, Gallows said. "May 9th is day one at Resurgence," Carl Anderson added. "You're witnessing a total takeover." Gallows and Anderson had three reigns together as IWGP Tag Team Champions in New Japan. Anderson has also held singles gold in the company with his reign as Never Openweight Champion, which was kind of cut off by the fact that he re-signed with WWE. And we talked about that a few weeks ago when it came to Jeff Cobb leaving the promotion when he had a title match all set up. And that led to the deal with Tama Tonga and then ultimately Tama Tonga leaving the promotion. But their most recent run, being the Good Brothers, that is, in WWE, lasted from late 2022 until February of 2025. Resurgence will be Anderson's first time wrestling since undergoing surgery last November for a torn rotator cuff and a partially torn labrum. I'll give you the lineup for Friday's show, which is taking place at the Toyota Arena in Ontario, California, when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, what a day. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez is out doing some good dadding right now. If he wasn't out there doing some good dadding right now, I'd be calling him a million times saying, what is wrong with your internet? Did you all of a sudden drop the fiber and go back to Xfinity? I know that's not the case, but unfortunately things done blew up, in case you're wondering what in the world is going on here. So we're doing radio, folks. This is how it was always supposed to be. A couple years ago, we pivoted to video. I mean, it's nice and all that. People like the YouTube clips. They like all that sort of stuff. But I got into this because I like doing radio. When I was a little kid, that's what I loved, radio. To this day, I love radio. That's why I pay SiriusXM a bunch of money a month, because that's how much I love radio. But you don't even need SiriusXM. You just need sportsbyline.com. And I'm going to get to them a little bit later on. This very station that we're on right now, I got some things to say about it. So, Dom, just make sure your finger's close to the button when I start saying what I'm going to say about Darren Peck and Ron Barr and frankly, you. Okay? So just be ready for that.
Okay.
Through new reporting, the percentage of WWE's controlling interest in Mexican wrestling promotion AAA has been revealed, and this story is up, as they all are, on the front page of F4WOnline.com. Reported in the Spanish language publication, Lex Latin, WWE, which is owned by TKO, will own 51% of AAA when the transaction completes in the third quarter of 2025, with Mexican sports and entertainment company Philip, owning the other remaining 49%. The total amount of the sale has yet to be revealed. The sale itself was revealed during the pre-show for last month's WWE WrestleMania 41. From the report, quote, the deal had a strong intellectual property component as the main value of the acquired company. Part of the main assets purchased is intangible assets like trademarks, copyrights, and exclusive use to rights, among others. Because of this, the transaction required an audit of these assets to, quote, to verify their specific characteristics, validity, and legal status, as well as a review of the licenses and other contracts entered into regarding them, unquote. That was from somebody named Creel. So I may have messed something up there when it came to what's on the main page and pulling that off of there. But Creel Garcia Cuellar Aiza E. Enriquez, SC, was the law firm that represented Philip in the sale. It was stated by the same firm that, quote, several of the seller's IP assets were subject to litigation, necessitating an analysis of potential liabilities and risks arising from the litigation, unquote. Roberto Cornish of the Mexican legal firm Cornish and Pani Abogados, Dom's going to kill me for these when we're done, that represented the seller said that the IP due diligence also included the structuring and documentation of AAA's valuable portfolio of characters, brands, and licensing agreements. No other details were provided as to the audit and the potential litigation regarding AAA's IP. I gotta be honest, when it comes to potential liabilities and risks arising from anything related to AAA, I would say that is going to come from Alberto Del Rio, who is employed. I don't know, man. Look, I know, I think it was Cuatrero, or I'm not sure if it was Cuatrero or Forastero. I apologize, but one of the two had a nasty series of events with Stephanie Vaquer where they were going out with each other. In fact, whoever it was is actually still in jail right now, if I'm not mistaken, awaiting trial and awaiting more things to come from that situation. Alberto Del Rio has had a long, long laundry list of incidents and questionable things that have happened around him in his time. I mean, it doesn't, you know, just a couple of weeks ago was him, you know, throwing a beer at somebody in the crowd and getting into it with a fan in the crowd who, it's just, we'll see what happens. And I understand his name appeal and his value in AAA and his value in Mexico, but it's one of those things where you just kind of shake your head a little bit. They don't need him. I don't look at him as being somebody they need, but maybe they do. We'll find out here. Keeping on the Mexican theme, during Wednesday's CMLL Informa show, several AEW stars were announced for upcoming CMLL events as part of AEW Grand Slam Mexico Week in June. The reigning Ring of Honor World Champion Bandido takes on Máscara Dorada on Tuesday, June 17th at Arena Mexico in Bandido's first CMLL appearance since May of 2021. That same show features the crew of Action Andretti and Leo Rush challenging CMLL Tag Team Champions Hermanos Chavez, Angel De Oro, and Niebla Roja. It will be the promotional debuts for both Andretti and Rush, and I would say that they're going to get over big time. I've never seen a place where Leo Rush has not gotten over with Action Andretti style as well, too. Them as a team against Angel and Niebla is also probably going to be really good. The night is being billed as an AEW and ROH versus CMLL event. Also, former AEW Women's World Champion Thunder Rosa will be making her promotional debut, taking on CMLL Women's Tag Team Champion La Jarochita at Fantastica Mania Mexico on Friday, June 20th at Arena Mexico. The match marks Rosa's first bout in the country since a July 2019 tag team match for the NLL promotion. The centerpiece of the week for AEW is them making their Dynamite debut in Arena Mexico on Wednesday, June 18th. Going to be hard not to tune in and watch that one. I cannot wait because it'll be interesting to see how what the crowd reactions are like. It'll be interesting to see who's booked on the show and how all of that goes. It ought to be pretty interesting. Perfect building for them as well, too, as far as being a big building that's going to be jacked up with a lot of crowd noise. And they've had a good run on picking some buildings here. I know when it comes to the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, they've got, what, 6 dates there. I think that's way too many, you know, as far as burning out the crowds. And we'll see what ticket sales are like, and we'll see what the reaction is like. That theater in Detroit last night, the Masonic Temple Theater, was fantastic. It just aesthetically, it looked tremendous, and they did a good job with it. Listening to Wrestling Observer Radio today, apparently ticket sales for tonight's show, Collision, is a little bit slow. So, you know, them running multiple dates in the same place, it worked out for them fantastic in Arlington, in Texas, for those shows that they had at Esports Arena down there. We'll see if that trend is able to keep up in Philadelphia. It's going to be really interesting. Staying with TV as well, too. Tuesday night's NXT episode averaged 652,000 viewers on the CW, down 3.3% from last week. It's the lowest audience total for the show since April 1st and is NXT's second lowest viewership of the year so far in 2025. In the 18 to 49-year-old demo, NXT drew a 0.14 rating. That's down 6.7% from last week and ties the lowest rating the show has done in that category since December 3rd of last year. NXT tied for 9th place among English language shows on network television. And I honestly just think the issue with that is just the fact that the NBA is so strong right now. The Knicks somehow, some way, up 2-0 on Boston, which I absolutely cannot believe as a fan of the Knicks in the 90s and somebody who dropped them and the Dolan family when they wouldn't fire Isaiah Thomas. I mean, I got to be honest, when I'm not really rooting for the Dolans to make money and to have any success, but I am rooting for the Laundry and rooting for the Knicks long enough. If they can make a run right now, I would be ecstatic about that. WWE's Wednesday Night Evolve offering on Tubi is going to have new championships to fight for. I didn't think this was new news, but apparently it was announced on the show on Wednesday's Evolve episode by authority figure Stevie Turner, my favorite authority figure in all of wrestling. Sorry, Santino. They announced the creation of the men's and women's WWE Evolve Championships and revealed details on how the inaugural champions are going to be crowned. four-way matches in both the men's and the women's divisions will decide the inaugural Evolve Champions. The women's four-way will take place on the Wednesday, May 28th episode, with three of the four competitors announced for the bout. Wendy Chu, Callie Armstrong, and Kendall Gray will compete in the inaugural Evolve Women's Championship tilt, with the fourth competitor to be named later. The inaugural Evolve Championship. Problem with words today. That's a problem on radio. That match in the men's division will be held on the Wednesday, June 4th episode. Sean Legacy is the first wrestler announced for that inaugural title bout, with three competitors being named in the coming weeks. New episodes of WWE Evolve premiere on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Tubi. Got this note from somebody who works up towards the Stanford office. They are having more tryouts because WWE loves having tryouts. They got a bunch of shows that nobody watches, like LFG, and you got Evolve, and you got NXT, and you got all these other things going on. Well, they're having tryouts again Wednesday, July 30th, Thursday, July 31st, and Friday, August 1st is likely going to be open to a small number of indie talent. I can see them pulling some people up who are under NIL deals, who are still in college or may have just graduated college. I can see those folks having probably taking a lot of precedence there when it comes to them. Once again, fans can pay to watch this. And I'm not kidding you when it comes to the number, folks. What has been noted to us, $650. What a bargain to watch these tryouts take place. We'll be back with a review of AEW Dynamite when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live. Me two times with the shoddy, miss me, I dodge both shots. Kyrie, do it anywhere, having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me, it's gonna be a homie. I hope the president pardon me.
Lowe's knows a thriving yard starts with quality care. Right now, get Miracle-Gro 3-quarter cubic foot all-purpose garden soil for just $2, was $4.58. Plus, get a free Select Ego 56-volt trimmer or blower with the purchase of a Select Ego 56-volt mower. The best yard starts with the best deals. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/14. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Barbecue season is back. Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than 1.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with your Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez will be back with you tomorrow for Fun Friday. It's not a very fun Thursday without internet. You can't see me, not that you would want to, but that is why we are not available right now on video and on any of the live streams that we are usually on with video. But audio exists, and WrestlingObserver.com, obviously the podcast where many of you listen to this, and always remember Sports Byline USA, SportsByline.com. You can always find the show there as well, too, as well as through Cable Radio Network, too, if you're in the service. Thank you for your service, American Forces Radio, and, of course, through TuneIn and iHeart as well. Always love, you know, that's one thing. We don't get as many as we used to, but love getting the emails from people who are stationed in Iraq and in Afghanistan and even here in the States at different Air Force bases. We've had, you know, in Ohio with Beale and, you know, California and Texas and Florida and all those sorts of places. Love hearing from you guys. You know, love everybody out there that is listening to us over the air right now. Dino Costa, thank you again for putting us on in Salt Lake City, because out there, love the truckers, love all the working people that get a chance to get a break from what they're doing and actually have some fun listening to professional wrestling. So love doing that. I think I loved watching AEW Dynamite last night. Everybody really seems to be loving this show more than me, but that's usually the case when it comes to these things. I'm a little bit more based. I'm a little bit more, you know, calm. You know, Brian, everything's excellent, and that's all right. He gets into things, and he had an excellent match that he would call excellent coming up, the six-man tag team match. We'll get to that, but Dom, are you around right now? Because I know you watched this show.
I did. Again, I've said it here. I've said it to you guys off the air. The best part about being on Max now is that me in California, I can watch these shows at 5 p.m. It's great.
I tell you what, just don't watch them on Hulu, because even the next day you won't be able to watch it. I should have actually cracked open the Max app and did it that way. Lesson learned. That's what I'm paying for Max for anyway here, but as I said earlier, Masonic Temple in Detroit, the Masonic Temple Theater, looked fantastic. New music to open the show as well, too. Sum 41, the song You Wanted War. So not a bad choice. I don't know if this is going to be the every week theme now, or if it's going to be one of those things that sticks around for a quarter and disappears. We've had that a couple of times, and I don't think that's really a bad idea. Now, I don't know about you, but like, I actually kind of like the fact that they will mix it up every once in a while when it comes to the theme. They have no iconic theme, and Tony obviously doesn't mind spending some money on the rights to music. So if he wants to keep spending the money on, you know, songs that are out there and mixing them in as the openings, I don't have any problem with that.
No, I have no problem with it either. And until they, I mean, even with WWE over the years, when they've had something that could be quote unquote iconic, it got changed anyway, and sometimes for the better. There's burnout, and it keeps it interesting. I don't know how many people are actually noticing it, especially if it's kind of, you know, generic rock music. But it is a nice little surprise. Like, I remember, was it like 2 weeks where they got rid of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, and it's like, whoa. And then it came back, and it's like, oh, this is great. So there is something to be said about changing things up with the music.
One thing I think they need to change up, and this is doesn't have anything to do necessarily directly with last night's show, but I saw over the weekend that Upper Deck on X and their other social media platforms, they were talking about an official crossover with AEW. It says it right here, the official crossover set you didn't think you needed is here and the achievements are loaded. It's a deal with 2311 Racing. Now, are you familiar with them at all, Dom?
So prior to, so I'm a big trading card guy, big fan of Upper Deck. We've got a great relationship with them here. Until I saw that post and I looked into it, never heard of it. But I saw, was it Bubba Wallace and the Outrunners, and I clicked.
Yeah, and so basically 2311 Racing is Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan. Yes, that Michael Jordan's NASCAR stock car team. And they are doing a tie-in with AEW where you go online. This is all online stuff where you collect the four-card base set, and then you unlock an exclusive 2311 Racing avatar. And after you collect the four-card 2311 Red Parallel set, you can unlock a Tag Team Outrunners set, which if you go to social media, you can see the cards, and they have their drivers, Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace, you know, kind of posed. Tyler Reddick's giving you the double fist, and Bubba Wallace is giving you the, you know, the B-boy stance, just kind of, you know, standing there trying to look tough in his pink headband that he stole from one of the Outrunners. But what got me was the fact that they were in Texas at Texas Motor Speedway last week for the race, and they never mentioned this at any point during any of the shows. There may have been one that I missed, but I don't think that's the case. And the reason I don't think that's the case is because they never advertise this stuff. You know, the last 2 years, AEW was at South by Southwest at that big festival. And last year, Bryan Danielson and Tony Khan were on a panel. This year, they had another one. Look, I wouldn't want to push anything about DJ Vlad, but when Swerve appears on a platform of that magnitude with that many people, you know, on a guy that polarizing, why aren't you using 5-10 seconds of it to put on? And they just, they need to figure this out. And I wrote this on X, and it's true. What they do is literally not my business. It's theirs. But I have been around sales and marketing my entire life. And from that aspect, AEW just, they regularly disappoint and occasionally infuriate me when it comes to all this stuff. You're 6 years in. And I heard on SiriusXM on NASCAR radio, they had the president of Colleague Racing on, and he was talking about them moving the finals, the final race, which has been in Phoenix the last couple of years, back to Miami. And he's talking about, man, there's all these things we could do. You know, if you're NASCAR, we can have this, we can have that, we can have wrestling in the infield. And he's a good friend of Hermie Sadler. And Hermie Sadler, for the hardcore wrestling fans out there that know, really good friends with Jeff Jarrett. And he would be a guy that would put on independent shows and worked with Jeff Jarrett on at least Global Force Wrestling, if not some TNA stuff as well, too, down there in Southwest Virginia. And it just drives me nuts that they just don't do more to get the word out about their stuff, because what is the point if everybody's out there doing things that you're not dropping a minute video in? And I don't want to sound like Brian and get people jumping on me about the whole fact that, oh, you know, you don't want to be like WWE. Actually, in that aspect, yes, you do. You figure out a way to do what they're doing, make it work for you, try to take some of the things that people may not like about their video packages and such, and make them work for you. It just drives me nuts when it comes to this stuff. And am I wrong, Dom? Am I, as they say on Reddit, am I the a-hole here?
No, you're not. I think it's completely warranted. I don't know if this ever made it onto TV. I'm going to assume it didn't. But there's one specific thing that comes to mind was, did you see the video of Kyle Fletcher doing the weather, Mike?
No.
That's what I'm saying. It's hilarious. It's exactly what you would imagine. I don't know Kyle Fletcher on a personal level, so I don't know what he's actually like. But it's exactly what you would imagine from a young athlete. You want to put quotes on it? From a jock. He's like, oh, and then we've got heat. And then it's just chaos, but it's hilarious because it's one of those things where doing the weather, that's easy. Anybody could do it. It's not. And you have a firsthand example of, you know, like People Magazine, oh, celebrities, they're just like us. It's a great entertainment thing. I think sometimes these fan pages do a much better job of promoting the non-television show, non-pay-per-view stuff than the company does itself. You know how many people would have gotten, obviously you can't quite show that video on TV because Fletcher's an awful, evil heel on television that completely, you know, breaks the mystique and all that. But those type of things where, oh, yeah, you know, Swerve was doing this and Darby Allin went skateboarding with Tony Hawk. Those are things you can put on. And it may not be an event specific, but just promotion stuff. Like, did you know, Mike, that the Texas Rangers are giving away an AEW championship belt fanny pack later this season?
No, sir, I did not.
There you go. That's great. I sent it to my friend who's a Rangers fan. He goes, I don't watch AEW, but I'm going to go to that game to get that because it's cool looking. There's so many opportunities, and I think their fans do a better job of promoting these out-of-ring things than the company does itself.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because they have a lot of talent there. And I tell you, if you've never seen it, if anybody out there has never seen it, watch the Briscoes, especially Mark Briscoe, do the weather when they were with Sinclair with Ring of Honor on the Baltimore stations, WBFF and WNUV, whatever they are now. But on those stations up there, absolutely hilarious. You know, send those guys out more. And it's not like they haven't done it. Swerve, when he won the championship, I believe that it was Mercedes Moné was the last one they did. He had a, when she was on Sherry Shepherd and was doing some media. I mean, you got to do that for everybody. There's time to do that for everybody. And again, the more you just soak people into this, the more I think it'll help. But going to run out of time here before we actually talk about the AEW show from last night. We'll take it from back to front. Claudio Castagnoli and Samoa Joe was the main event. Joe whipped him all over the place early on. Claudio finally got the advantage for a little bit, but Joe ended up countering into a choke, and Claudio tapped out immediately. The Death Riders then hit the ring afterwards, which caused Hobbs to slide into a ring with a steel chair. He's getting chance of meat. Look, I guess if that's what it is, that's fine. Why don't you chant Hobbs? Everyone was expecting a heel turn, but no. Hobbs waffled Claudio with a chair shot and then continued to beat on him to try to get Moxley into the ring, but the coward of the county did not. And Claudio was left to be killed. Joe then dropped him stomach first over an open chair, as Claudio has been doing to people, so now he is going to be out with an injury. So I thought it was a good way to close the show, but I tell you what, as much as I want to see Samoa Joe win that belt with the way he's been choking out Moxley and beating down Moxley and sending him running and keeping him where he's at, Dom, man, we are not going to get Joe. It's either going to be Hangman Ospreay or maybe Darby down the line.
That's probably going to be it, and I can tell you when it comes to next Dynamite, you're going to get Young Buck shenanigans. You saw the ominous, you know, Death Riders sitting in the dark in the Bucks locker room. It's got to be shenanigans, right? It just has to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Has to be. And in fact, the Young Bucks and Ricochet, they were doing a promo right before the Young Bucks discovered that their office had been taken over by the Death Riders. They faced off against Swerve Strickland, Mark Briscoe, and Speedball Bailey. And the big surprise was Matt Jackson pinned Swerve. Everyone hit a finish on Matt, but Nick broke it up. After a dive spot to the outside, Swerve leaped into the ring, but Matt grabbed him in a small package and pinned him. Swerve was just absolutely shocked. A great finish, and I thought the match was more than solid, but a really, really good finish, I thought, with how things went down. A real surprise.
It was, and I think Brian talked about it. I don't remember what it was, but some random kind of guy won a battle royal recently. It's nice to have a little surprise like this. Like, wait, Swerve lost? Because you just are conditioned at this point. Briscoe's gonna eat the pin, right? It was a nice swerve.
Ah, good choice of words there. Yeah, Miles Bourne winning the NXT Battle Royal. Just something small like that will put doubt in people's minds for the next time. And I thought the other great thing on the show, MVP absolutely murdered Top Flight, showing the Hurt Syndicate that he can
MJF.
Hurt people. MJF, Bobby Lashley is going to have his decision next week. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Maybe asking, wait a second, are you doing ranchero music, Mike? What is going on here? Yes, Paulina Rubio at Ultima Audios, one of my favorite albums, this version, Paulina, not the English language version, the Spanish version, the one that's got Yo Sigo Aquí on it and a ton of other great songs, and almost no skips on that album whatsoever. Love that. But you may be asking yourself, why, Mike? Why are you coming back to El Ultimo Adios? And Dom, I want to bring you in right now. This may be my last show. I don't know yet. We are in negotiations right now to see if I'm going to be sticking around, but it's nothing but good things on my end. I'm not being forced out or anything like that. It just has some really great non-wrestling opportunities that have arisen for me and I have taken advantage of. And right now, I'm not sure if I will be back in about a month doing a couple of days a week or if this is going to be it. Everything is up in the air right now. Hard negotiations taking place. But Dom, if this is it, I just want to give a couple of thank yous. First to the late Jerry Burke and to Scott Cuddy, who were my first producers on this show. I drove them absolutely nuts before you got on here and became basically our producer on this show. And I just want to thank you very much for dealing with somebody who just always really loved radio, but had no education and no idea on truly how the whole thing worked. I want to thank you so much, my man.
Oh, you're so welcome, Mike. I know I give you and Brian a hard time, but I really do appreciate both of your friendship, and it's fun. It's a nice break in the middle of the day for me.
And Darren, I really want to thank you because I know you're probably driven nuts by having me on here, but I thank you for believing me, and I thank you for believing in this show. Ron Barr, I don't have the time to tell you all the great things of what I think about you, sir. I thank Jared Leader and John Suncast for doing the video. I really thank my friend Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm for being here with me. And I also really want to thank Brian Alvarez, because if this is it, thank you for giving me a chance to live out my dream. Thank you all of you out there for listening. I shall talk to you again somehow after a while.